They arose up in the morning early, and worshipped before the Lord, and returned, and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I've asked him of the Lord. That's what Samuel means. Ask of the Lord. Now this book of 1 Samuel, you see, opens with the cry of a godly woman. While the people are crying for a king, Hannah is crying out for a child, and God builds the throne on a woman's cry. You see, when a woman takes her exalted place, God builds her a throne. And what a contrast, friends, that is to this day. Right now, and for the past few months, we've heard nothing in the world on news but abortion, abortion, and abortion. Now, I'm not going into that problem. I don't feel like that's really my prerogative. But what a contrast this is. Women today not wanting children, wanting to sin but not pay the consequences for their sin. And my position in this is simply this, that when a person sins, they are to bear the fruit of their sin, and if a child is to be born, that child should be born, and that should be the responsibility of the one who sinned and brought him into the world. My people today are trying to get away from the fruit of their sin. But you can understand one thing. God says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. We're living in the day of abortion. Hannah lived in a day when she wanted a son, and she dedicated that son unto the Lord. And on her cry, God built a kingdom. What a tremendous tribute, and what a wonderful monument this is to this woman's cry. Now we find that she went up to the Lord and took her offering, and she remembered her vow that she had made. And in verse 24, when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks, one ephah of flour, bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slew a bullock, and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I ask of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord, and he worship the Lord there. May I say to you, she kept her vow to God. She said, I have promised to bring this little one to the Lord, and here he is.